Know yourself. You are now listening to Vibe Central, the podcast that shows love to all forms of music. Now, let's introduce our host.
Welcome, welcome back. I'm your host, Shamar Benz. It's been a very long time, guys, and I apologize for that. And this episode is dedicated to mental health, and that's why I've been gone for a very long time. And it's been a struggle because the past couple months have been very vigorous and challenging for me because I was working on a whole new film by myself. Actually, two films I did by myself. And I got through a breakup and whatnot. That was months ago. Just the challenge of school, mental health, anxiety. I even been feeling so depressed the past month or two, feeling like I don't feel like I'm worth it, or I feel like everything has been challenging. But I will say the one thing that has helped me out with this depression, anxiety, the struggle in my head has always been music, and Vibe Central is centered around showing love to music, any form of music in the Black culture. And most definitely I'd be listening to a lot of artists that really be helping me get through this. I just want to take a minute and spend this episode to talk with you guys about mental health. Why do we rely on music so much to keen in our emotions, and how does music help with our mental health? So, yeah, let's just get started. I don't know how to describe it, but music has a way of entering our heart, our mind, and our soul so deeply that we have no comprehension of how much meaning simple words can have just by listening to this song, making us feel flooded with emotion, from happiness to sadness to anger to even calmness. It's amazing to say that, like, we can listen to a song and it fills us with numerous emotions. And I feel like that's why when we are down or feeling a certain way, we rely on music to tap into that emotion, tap into a deeper emotion that we can't even recognize. And it's a beautiful aspect to think about, that simple things, simple beats, simple words can flutter so much emotion that can tender our mind and break down layers that we're feeling. But the funniest thing is that I keep using the word simple, and there's nothing simple about music. Music is a process, it's a development, it holds so much emotion from that artist, and for them to write down these feelings and be bold enough to share their emotions with their audience, it's really meaningful. It's really, really meaningful because they have so much power to tap into emotions of their general audience and show what they're feeling to us. It's truly remarkable to say that music has this much power on people. And as a person of color who has been dealing with depression and anxiety, it's hard to say that we don't get help for that depression or anxiety or mental health, because the healthcare system deems it very difficult for people of color to get any mental health thing because, quote unquote, we just gotta deal with it. And just dealing with it is not gonna fix any problems. And like, when you do try therapy, I've tried therapy, sometimes it just never works because they truly can't understand what goes through our mind. And that's where we tap into music to help us truly understand our emotions, because certain artists can really and truly unlock those feelings that we've been holding inside. So let's take a minute and look at certain songs and artists that really have helped individuals with their mental health through their music. First off, I want to do a song, a classic actually, by Donny Hathaway. It's called Someday We'll All Be Free, and it's a song that tackles the anxiety of the world and how we feel like we're trapped, and how we feel like sometimes we're going to be suffocated by everything around us, even if we're diagnosed with something, or we feel like the pressure of the world discriminating on us, or even just simple life problems. Sometimes we just gotta take a minute and breathe, because someday we'll all be free and that our wings are gonna let us go and fly. And I think the song is very beautiful, especially instrumentally. It's just so calming, and Donnie's song really speaks values in just making us realize that sometimes we just need to take a minute, slow down, and just breathe, because, you know, like he said, someday we'll all be free. So next I want to talk about J. Cole, and he doesn't need any more introduction, Jermaine Cole. And I specifically want to talk about his album Kids on Drugs, KOD, which was an album that really puts perspective on mental health and how, like, the aspect of growing up in certain situations, from parents being on drugs to temptation to cheating to even, you know, feeling like you don't have any option but to, you know, take these things to feel better or sell. And it was a very deep and poetic album, to say that J. Cole really tackled certain areas that most artists can't tackle in one album, and he just jumbled it together, which was really remarkable, because it makes you sit down and have to think about certain parts of your life or certain parts of aspects of other people's life to have a deeper understanding of their situation and how they get through it, and how sometimes we crave something to get rid of that pain instead of taking time to, you know, meditate, don't medicate. And that's a really deep line in one of the songs, and I really vibe with the album because it really puts perspective on, we don't need certain aspects or certain drugs to make us feel better. We just need to take time and learn how to heal our mind mentally and slowly. So next, let's talk about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And Aretha Franklin is power to the women to the max, yo. For the decade she lived in, she was talking facts, standing up for women's rights, showing them that you need a little respect on her, respectfully. And it's powerful to say that she went through all that abuse and struggle, and she still stood up strong. Even after, you know, the alcohol and other stuff, she stood strong and made powerful music so women can stand up and feel like they have something to look for. And it's really powerful. Aretha Franklin was really that woman. She was really speaking for the women, making you feel like you don't need to abide by a man. You don't need a man to make you feel better about yourself. You just need you, and stand up for yourself and feel like you can love yourself and be strong, and that you don't need anybody. You can take on the world by yourself, and you don't need no man to get in your way, respectfully. So the last song I want to look at before we end this episode is a song called Jocelyn Flores by the late great XXXTentacion. And this is a very heavy song, and that's why I'm saving it for last. This song tackles the idea of suicide and somebody losing somebody towards suicide, and how that affects people's mental health and anxiety. Because once you lose somebody to suicide, you question to yourself, could I save them? Was I not noticing the signs? And you also question why they did it. Why did they feel like they needed to take away their life just so they feel like it's some type of healing process? And it's really sad and hard to explain, because we never know what goes through people's heads, because so many people can seem like they're okay, but they're like slowly suffocating inside. And sometimes we just need to take a minute and ask our friends, are you okay? We gotta ask our family members, or even just a random person in the street, hey, are you okay? Because suicide is a growing problem, and we need to realize that, like, sometimes people are not okay. And X tackled this song so beautifully by putting his message out of how he felt about the situation, but also realizing that he should have took notice of this girl's problems and figure out why she kept feeling the way she did. But that also put a lot of anxiety on him, feeling like he had some type of responsibility for the cause of death, which caused him so much anxiety and PTSD, making him feel depressed himself and making him feel like he has to end himself, which is a terrible aspect of it, because it's never a win situation when somebody takes their life, because it only brings pain and suffering, and it just engulfs a never-ending cycle to that aspect. It's really sad, and that's why I keep saying sometimes we just need to check on our people, check on random people, and like I'm going to say one more time, always ask if somebody's okay. And I'm glad X made this song, because it tackled a very deep meaning, and it was very poetic, but also very tragic at the same time. I know this episode was very heavy, but thank you for sticking through. And always remember to check up on your people, because you never know what's going on in their heads and how they're feeling. And once again, keep everything vibeful. I was your host, Shamar Benz, and this has been the podcast Vibe Central. So I hope you guys have a pleasant day, and I'll catch you guys next week when we review the album Gemini Writes by Steve Lacy. And I hope you guys have a vibeful and excellent day. Thank you.